This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has scrapped a visit to Ukraine and four other nations. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
His spokeswoman says Pompeo is staying in Washington to keep monitoring the situation in Iraq, where militiamen breached the U.S. embassy in Baghdad this week before pulling back yesterday. The U.S. has sent hundreds more troops to the Middle East to boost security amid high tensions with Iran, whom the Trump administration blames for the attack. Pompeo was to arrive tonight in Ukraine and meet later with its president, whose July phone call with President Trump is at the center of the Trump impeachment push. The State Department says Pompeo intends to reschedule. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Political fallout from the violent protests at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad has been swift, even after the departure of the protesters. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda has more.
Mohammed al-Haydari is a ranking member of the coalition known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. The PMF leadership says their message has been heard and never intended for violence. The Americans are there to train Iraqi forces or combat terrorism, he says. The killing of PMF members is unacceptable. The U.S. airstrikes that targeted the Qatayib Hezbollah militia, which falls under the PMF's umbrella, killed or wounded scores. However, Qatayib Hezbollah is considered a terrorist organization by Washington, even though it's technically a unit within the Iraqi government's own armed forces. The prime minister is furious over the airstrikes but has pleaded for calm. The PMF says its call to withdraw is in deference to him.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. At least 15 people are now believed to have died in the blazes that have engulfed Australia's southeastern coast. Scores of people remain missing after weeks of fires that have ripped through Australia's east coast, much of which is tinder dry after 3 years of drought. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
I've always acknowledged the link, as has the minister, between the broader issues of global climate change and what that means for the world's weather and the dryness of conditions in many places. But I'm sure you would also agree that no response by any one government anywhere in the world can be linked to any one fire event.
Bushfires have destroyed more than 4 million hectares. New blazes are sparked almost daily by extremely hot and windy conditions and, most recently, dry lightning strikes created by the fires themselves. Indonesia's capital, Jakarta, is grappling with deadly floods, the worst it's seen in years. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has more.
Flash floods and landslides have wrought chaos across Southeast Asia's biggest city. The death toll on Thursday stood at more than 20 people, and tens of thousands more are displaced. Train lines are blocked, and parts of the city are without power. On New Year's Day in the city's east, water levels were more than 6 feet high. Jakarta is slowly sinking because of an overextraction of groundwater. It's part of why Indonesia is moving the capital to another part of the country. Rising sea levels make the threat of flooding even worse.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. President Trump continues to enjoy strong support from white evangelicals. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
A new poll of Americans from various faith backgrounds affirms the strong support for President Donald Trump among white evangelical Protestants. The poll conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research found about 8 in 10 white Protestants who self-identify as born again or evangelical approve of the president's job performance. The Trump re-election campaign is counting on strong support from the evangelical community. On Friday in Miami, President Trump plans to unveil an Evangelicals for Trump coalition. I'm Mike Gracia.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is planning to ask Parliament to grant him immunity from prosecution for alleged corruption. That's a move that could put off a trial until after the March elections. Netanyahu has been indicted on several charges, including allegations of accepting lavish gifts and trading political favors for positive news coverage. He calls himself the victim of a political witch hunt. And Democratic presidential contender Julian Castro has dropped out of the U.S. presidential race, posting a video on Twitter saying the conditions of the race indicate that it just isn't his time. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.